Investors have been hit with a series of blows in recent days, all of which have forced a serious reconsideration of Fed rate cut pricing in 2024. The other week, it was the less dovish Fed communication and stronger U.S. jobs report. And this week, it was the hotter than expected U.S. CPI print. And so, as much as investors do everything they can to shrug off these realities, it's been impossible to ignore the extent of what we've been seeing. As a result, the U.S. dollar has been bid, with yield differentials moving back in the buck's favor, while stocks just took a big tumble on Tuesday, with the odds for a March rate cut coming completely off the table, and now only 94 basis points of cuts being priced for 2024, down from around 150 basis points of cuts coming into 2024. Earlier today, we got some talk of rapid yen declines out from Japan's top FX official Kanda, which may be helping to slow the pace of yen declines a little on this Wednesday. Nevertheless, such talk is never surprising, and we don't expect verbal intervention efforts to have any meaningful impact. Key standouts on Wednesday's calendar come from UK inflation, Eurozone employment, GDP and industrial production, and US producer prices. We think it will be important to keep an eye on the US producer prices print. If it comes in as expected or softer, the market will likely point to the data as proof the Fed should be getting back to thinking about more aggressive rate cuts, which could open decent demand for stocks on the dip and selling in the US dollar. If, however, the producer prices come in hot, we suspect it will only aggravate the market that much more and bring about more downside pressure on stocks and more demand for the US dollar. That's all for now.